Shalom to all! We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Bahar. The Parsha begins with the mitzvah of Shemitah. 6 years work your land, the seventh year is Shemitah, no plowing or harvesting, all produce that grows is for all to eat. The 50th year is called Yovel, or as it tends to be translated, Jubilee, which is a great word. On Yom Kippur of this year, the shofar is blown, signifying that all Jewish slaves are now free and any land which was sold goes back to its prior owner. Don't overcharge for property. The price should be calculated based off of how many years are left until Yovel. Hashem promises that there's going to be enough food in the sixth year to last all through the seventh and even beginning of the eighth until the new crop grows. If one sells ancestral land due to poverty. What's ancestral land? That's land inherited from his father who received it as part of his portion in Eretz Yisrael. So that land is allowed to be redeemed by him if he comes upon some money, or it's allowed to be redeemed by a relative of his. If not, as we said, it goes back to him at Yovel. If he sells a house in a walled city, he has a year to redeem it, meaning buy it back. If he sells a house in an unwalled city, it has the rules of redemption like a field. Levim, on the other hand, are always allowed to buy their houses back. When someone falls on hard times, help him out. Don't lend money with interest. If your brother becomes poor and is sold to you as a slave, don't work him like a slave. Treat him like a regular laborer. A Yid may buy a non-Jewish slave, but only from those nations surrounding Eretz Yisrael, for the seven nations indigenous to Eretz Yisrael all have to be killed. If a fellow Yid becomes poor and is sold to a non-Jew as a slave, it's a mitzvah to redeem him. Don't make idols, set up a statue or a carved image, and don't set a stone on the floor to be used for bowing down. The parsha concludes with the command to observe Shabbos, treat the mikdash with reverence, and I am Hashem, which always means that Hashem is trustworthy to pay all the reward owed to you. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.